Absurd hope. It's a major theme in Samuel Beckett's famous play, Waiting for Godot. Last weekend, Godot got the Big Easy treatment when it was performed outdoors in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. The performance was free to the public, and in classic New Orleans fashion, theatergoers were treated to bowls of gumbo before the curtain rose. Then a marching band led the crowd two blocks away to a vacant lot where the play was staged.
We were beginning the weekend and now we're sure to see the evening out.
Do you hear him?
All evening we have struggled unassisted. Oh, we are no longer alone waiting for the night, waiting for Godot, waiting. All evening we've struggled unassisted and now it's already...
Waiting for Godot in NOLA stars J. Kyle Manzai of American Gangster and Wendell Pierce of HBO's The Wire. Wendell Pierce joins us right now. Wendell, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, listen, since the 1950s, Waiting for Godot has been performed all over the world, including in prisons and in war zones, all kinds of places. Why does this particular work speak so well to the issues that New Orleans is dealing with right now?
Well, this play deals with the abandonment of humanity and struggling with despair, a tug of war between despair and hope, and the whole idea of waiting for an entity to come in and either save you or assist you, or do you decide to do something for yourself? And understand that there is this abstract idea of hope that you must hang on to and try to achieve some semblance of existence and validity to your journey on in life.
Well, what about...
And so right...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So right now in New Orleans, I mean, you know, there has... For 2 years, been this great sense of abandonment and struggle and a sense of survival and hanging on to hope. And I just think that with all those themes in the play, it just speaks to what people are going through right here. And the whole idea of waiting is paramount here in New Orleans. We have been waiting for recovery, waiting for the government to actually live up to its promises, and also waiting for something to inspire, and then also digging deep down within ourselves. The play also says, let us do something while we have the chance.
Let's talk for a moment about the staging and the time that we have left. And we don't have as much time as I wish we did, because it's a very interesting story, and I'm a big fan of yours on top of all of that. But the staging challenges, Wendell, the weather, onlookers, airplanes, traffic, talk about how those things impacted your ability to put this on literally in the streets.
Well, you see, that's the thing. I think one of the stars of the play was actually the setting. I mean, in the Lower Ninth Ward, it's not just one vacant lot. We're talking about an entire neighborhood gone, vanished. And a part of it was this cathartic feeling that the audience had while watching us in this void of the play, realizing that they were in a void that was created by one of the greatest disasters of our time. And the fact is, we were on hallowed ground, where you could hear the voices and the cries of all of those who lost their lives right there in that very spot. So it was a profoundly moving experience, not only for the actors and the audience also, but just very spiritual also.
Here's my final question. You're doing the play again this weekend, but you're moving locations. Where are you moving to, and why are you moving, given what you just described?
Well, we wanted to make sure that all the city was involved, and not just one neighborhood. A lot of people don't understand that 80% of this city was destroyed. It wasn't just one neighborhood. One of the actors in the play said he thought he knew everything about the disaster, and when he came down, he didn't realize how vast it was. So we didn't want to just keep it in one place. We wanted to take it out to all the neighborhoods, take it to other places where people have also suffered. And we're in Gentilly right now, which is sort of like a different vast void, because it's like Chernobyl. Out of every 10 houses, maybe one person is back in. And there's these shells of homes, which kind of reflect this metaphor of the shell that New Orleans is right now, you know, trying to regain that life and heart of the city.
You've never done anything like this before, have you?
No, this is the reason someone becomes an artist. You know, what thoughts are to the individual, art is the forum where a community comes together and reflects on his past, his hopes for his futures, and the greatest thing about this performance was the fact that with all of the fighting and struggle that we're going through as a city, it was the best of time for New Orleans to come together It was a unique time where people of different walks of life, desperate parts of the city, had came together as one to kind of feel this cathartic experience of what we've gone through and the hope of where we should be.
Wendell, thank you so much. And as they say in the theater, break a leg.
Thank you very much. If you get a chance, come down this weekend.
Will do. That's Wendell Pierce of HBO's The Wire. This weekend, he'll be performing Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.